Beloved friends, great world Kli, huge world Kli, Rav, we are here together in Bulgaria, 10 the UK, 10. We're here to serve you, and we made this preparation together for you. We all want to turn to the Creator right now, from the bottom of our heart, together, in this preparation, and tell Him together how much we need Him, how much we want Him, together, that He will bring these great friends. And we need Him because only with His help we can see their greatness. How much we want already to reach seeing His greatness, to get to know Him, to be with Him, to talk to Him all the time. And we are only asking for that together in this preparation, that we will all truly hold each other as strongly as possible in the conditions that we have, and pray together throughout the entire lesson for His greatness. It's a great privilege to serve you, and I'm passing it on to my great friend Vladimir from Bulgaria.
Доброе утро, скъпи приятели.
Good morning, dear friends.
UK, no.
Together with our great friends from UK 1, we are in awe and in joy that we are doing this preparation. And it's a great privilege to be together and to lead this preparation. The Creator has gathered us towards a single goal, to do our work for Him and all of humanity. So that this lesson will be another bit of exertion that we make. A privilege and
да помогнем цялото човечество
that this will be the seed that will tilt the scale to a scale of merit for all of humanity, so that we'll reach the Gemara Tikkun, the final correction. So let's together attack throughout the entire lesson in order to reach this. L'chaim.
First source excerpt by Rabash. In order to have fuel, work in order to bestow and not receive any reward,
but
that the work itself will be the reward. We must believe in Him. Meaning, believe in His greatness. We must make great efforts in order to obtain faith in the greatness of the Creator. Without faith in the greatness of the Creator, there is no power to work in order to bestow. That is, precisely when we feel the greatness of the Creator, the person is ready to work without any reward. In order to have fuel to work, in order to bestow and not receive any reward, but that the work itself will be the reward, we must believe in Him. Meaning, believe in His greatness. We must make great efforts in order to obtain faith in the greatness of the Creator. Without faith in the greatness of the Creator, there is no power to work in order to bestow. That is, precisely when we feel the greatness of the Creator, the person is ready to work without any reward.
Silent workshop question. What work can we do in our 10 to be rewarded with the greatness of the Creator?
קטע מקור שני של רבש.
Excerpt number 2. Rabash.
מדברים מרוממות השם.
The friends' discussions of the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and yearning to annul before the Creator, because he begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. And we should also remember that to the extent that the friends can appreciate the importance and greatness of the Creator, we should still go above reason, meaning that the Creator is higher than any greatness of the Creator that one can imagine. We should say that we believe above reason that He leads the world in a benevolent guidance.
Активен семинар. Поговорете за величието на Твореца, така че да пробудите желание.
Question for an active workshop. Talk about the greatness of the Creator and awaken the desire to annul before Him and adhere to Him. Again, talk about the greatness of the Creator and awaken the desire to annul before Him and adhere to Him.
Gadlut HaBore. HaBore Hu Gadol Ki
greatness of the Creator. The Creator is great because He gathers all of the great people that are here, all of the great people that are in the Aravot system, that are in this lesson, whether if it's now live or during the day. The Creator awakens the point in the heart and nurtures it. And the fact that we've been rewarded with being here, to come here to hear the words of a Kabbalist, to think of the Creator, to want to come closer to Him, it's a great privilege.
First of all, the purpose of creation is to do good to His creations. This is something very joyous, that there is this higher goal that we're building each and every day. And I think about the fact that they're friends, even in countries that are hostile to us, that are now sitting and listening to this with all the problems and dangers that we have. And with, they feel as though they're one man with one heart with us. And that we can find many such people in the world, good people who are looking for the good, looking to love. And this gives great hope that we just have to strengthen it and make this reality of love rule over the whole world.
It's very easy to feel the greatness of the Creator when you sit among the friends. And feeling the heart of every friend, how he speaks from his internality, from his great desire to help all the friends feel that the Creator is here with us, inviting us, wanting us to be joyful for having the opportunity to come closer to Him. He wants us to be joyful to be in His world. And I say thank you to the friends because they lift you from the lowest part of the degree to a state of tasting the flavor of bestowal.
Yes. The Creator has been waiting for this meeting for 2,000 years. He's waiting for us to connect between us now, that we will truly feel how these 10, and all of our 10s all over the world, are coming together and opening their hearts and warming up towards Him and inviting Him into this place. And they're truly happy with His revelation there.
The reason for connection between people in the highest state is that they're connecting around the greatness of the Creator and not only around connecting. And we've been given the privilege to many, many people who understand this principle and who are ready to realize it. Here between us, the greatness of the Creator, we build it.
We build it and we see it through the friends. The very fact that we get up at this illogical time, that's already a natural phenomenon that is worthy of appreciation. That's it, we should pray for each other that we will discover Him between us.
There are two possibilities for a person. One is to live life as it is. Two is to live life in adhesion to the Creator, then life becomes an adventure. Every one of the tiniest things in reality receives meaning. It's the Creator speaking to you. Attains life in a completely different shade. And for some reason, we have the privilege to exert and perceive reality that way, to receive it from the friends, and from reviving this perception of reality constantly every time in you. He awakens it in us, and He also expects us to use what we receive. So we have a great privilege, we need to talk about it, to mention it, to appreciate it, to revive it, to enliven it in us.
Yes, we have the privilege to even talk about it and think about it. The greatness of the Creator, well, it's we The fact that we can do it on such a level, well, everything you said, that's already the greatness of the Creator.
Active worship. We build together a prayer for the connection of the worldly in the lesson and peace in the world.
Dear Creator, we want to ask that just like your good that does good, and just like you make peace, do peace upon us, do peace between us, build our complete degree towards you.
And on this level, we will be able to be together with the friends in a constant yearning for you for the correct reasons. Like a boy looking for a girl, this is how we want to be in adhesion with you.
We want to present our appreciation that we all feel it together for you gathering us together and giving us the privilege to feel the spiritual structure called the Ten, the place where any person can annul, and together we can really, really, as one, we can turn to you.
And that our appeal to you will be done from the bottom of our heart, from the most true and most internal place that exists between us. And the appeal to you will come out of the whole world kli, and in particular from our ten.
Zohar writes, Zohar, soften our heart and give us a caring heart like yours. And let us add with the greatness of the Creator between us.
Connect us into a worthy kli to receive you, to receive your abundance.
Dwell in our hearts, in our mutual thoughts, in our common heart.
Tfilat haverim.
The prayer of the friends. We thank you for bringing us together in this lesson and giving us the opportunity to turn to you together. We ask you to connect our points in the heart into one great yearning of the whole world kli to adhere to you. Give us the strength to annul before our friends, before Rav, and before you. Unite us into a kli worthy of receiving the reforming light. And we will give you contentment.